The Big Red Bench. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's Red FM.
Well, what an absolutely epic, epic win for the Cork footballers last night. Crowned Electric Ireland Munster Minor Football Champions. The Rebels beating Kerry in what was a classic at Páirc Rinn. In the wind and the rain, extra time as well. But Cork emerged victorious, winning by 2 points. 113 to 14 points was the final score there. Our man Ger McCarthy was there. He spoke to an elated Cork minor boss Keith Ricken. We also heard from Cork minor coach Maurice Moore and from Cork player Tom Hooley. And we'll hear from Kerry manager Mark O'Shea as well.
When you're here involved in football and you see the way football went there for a few years now, to see where it's back again now, it's coming back and people are playing football. I don't think we've ever had a problem with minor even the last few years. Most lads were going at it and having a go off it. But these are the things you kind of live for, these games, whether you won or lost. Like, do you know that you were kind of really, there was a moment there in the second half of normal time when we were kind of just probably just creeping behind us more, but I kind of had a moment there, so I'm really proud of this crowd. Like, you know what I mean? They really worked so hard and they believed in themselves and they're a very bonded group. Like, and we kind of have an old saying among us, like they said, lads, if it's unstoppable or unbeatable, which one do we want to pick? Like, and they were always saying, you know, it's unstoppable, like, because everyone can be beaten, but you can't be stopped. And that's the kind of mantra we have with the group. And, you know, they're a very mature bunch. You see the way they played there tonight, you know what I mean? Things were going, you know, really ass ways at times. We didn't play overly particularly well. A lot of decisions went against us. Free count was kind of bananas, right? Which can happen, like, it's not that the referee was poor, it's just one of these things, right? And yet, we just stuck to our task. And even in the start of the second, the extra time, you know, we were on top, we were all over them, right? We were, you know, they were beating them hands down, but we knew we were spending every bit of energy we had with loads of wides, bit of rashness about it. But that, like, that's young lads, right? That, and that's minors, and that's also lack of fear. And I tell you one thing, that's great. I'd much rather than do that and lose than be afraid of their shit, like to try to kick a shot, or, you know what I mean? I was really proud of them from that, like, point of view. And, you know, the work that Tomás or Morris rather and Billy put in, like, as well, you know. And great credit to Kerry as well, also. It was a fantastic turnaround over in the space of 2 weeks, and they really put it up to us, and it was a great game of football. But, you know, by 22-23 players from Cork, and same with Kerry, I suppose, you know, all them young lads 16-17 years of age, you know, free credit in the future of good in football, like.
It did go assways for a good period, but number one, it going as was contributed to it as a spectacle. Number two, it probably made the result more special that you came through.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, I suppose, look, well, like, we've had loads of games this year, right? You know, in the Championship, we had a canter. We know, 3 games at a canter. And we needed, you know, to be asked questions of, you know, like, there was one of the lads came up to me during the week was saying, look, this, you know, this, we haven't been pushed yet. Like, what happens if we get pushed? What way we go? Well, the proof is in the pudding. We pushed them in training. We always do our talk. We do our talk every session for the small bit on that kind of, you know, if things are going right, if things are going wrong, we have the same reaction, you know? We turn around and we get on the next ball, and they did do that, like. But there was a turning point there, I suppose, with 50-70 minutes in. Ian Lynch made a fantastic diving block down here, and that just kind of almost flicked on the switch in them, and they just got up and got going and moving the ball, and, you know, they got a score or two. I thought we got a 2-pointer up there. To me, it looked like a 2-pointer, but maybe it wasn't. And, you know, but it didn't rattle the boys, like. Like, the only thing I was kind of really irked with, like, we had a lot of yellow cards tonight, and you know, we had the yellow card all season, like, you know. So I was just wondering, maybe we have to look at the video now again, were lads rash or were they overexcited? Maybe we have a look at that, or maybe it was just an interpretation. I don't know that, but, you know, the lads stick to their task, and they don't get the hump, or they don't get sulky if they're brought off or they're given out or anything like that. If they're, you know, they just kind of get on with it. They're a real mature bunch. But at the start of the year, we asked them to be 19 years of age. It's a very, they're very young, like. You know, like, they're very young, they're 16 to 17 years of age. It's a big ask, but we've asked them, like, to be mature, and they're getting the opportunity now to be a man and to grow up and to take that opportunity and take the responsibility. And they're doing that all year in training. And their parents, I talk to their parents, and, like, you know, their confidence is up, you know, their attitude is up, they're better at home, which is what you want, better citizens, really, at the end of the day. Like, so, yeah. That to answer your question, long way about it, as of course they'll do one. Yeah, things were going as well, but there was things asked of them too, and they got to the, like life, things goes as well in life. They didn't roll over, they didn't fall on the floor, they just kept going, and I'm delighted with that.
Morris, a fantastic result, but talk to me about the performance and the work rate and the effort, not just in normal time, but all the way through extra time of that Cork team.
Yeah, I think we had a bit of a slow start and it's slow to get going, but I mean, by the end of it, I think it was just pure courage that got us back into the game, because look, on the night that was in it, conditions were really, really difficult.
Yeah.
But just pure courage, guts, every ball was fought for, and in fairness, Kerry did the exact same. So it was a fierce, exciting game of football. Look, lots of mistakes, lots of chances, lots of, you know, heartache from both teams. But I mean, really, it was an outstanding game of football, I think, considering the conditions. But boy, did we work hard for it.
You missed a few there to start with extra time through pure tiredness and the conditions. Were you a bit worried at that stage, or did you just know the lads were always digging?
No, I think, listen, when guys are putting themselves in for chances like that and they take them, we're always telling them to take a risk. And when they take the risk, they're going to win some and they're going to lose some. But as long as they keep trying, and they kept trying, and look, at the end of the day, we got over the line. And it wasn't out of, you know, missing chances that we won it, or taking chances that we won it. It was just pure and utter courage, I think, by the end of it, you know.
And they really put it up to you throughout that game. How much will this bring you on as a team? Because all the coaching and training that you do nights out tonight is when you find out about players. And they're only minors, but they find out about themselves.
Yeah. I think Keith spoke at, you know, just at the end of normal time there to the players and said, look, to the players, like, that tonight is about nights that you won't forget, and this moment you won't forget. And actually, what they went through there to win that match is just character building for me. So I think hopefully we'll be able to take it further into the championship, and what we went through tonight will, you know, benefit us going forward.
And again, no one player outstanding. There was everyone off the bench made a contribution as well, and that's the depth of the panel coming through.
Yeah, no, there is. Look, we've had 29 or so players that have played in the four championship matches to date. So we know that when one guy comes in, he'll do the exact same job as a guy coming off, you know. And we had, look, even Joe Miskell came back on there at the end again, and he was just as eager to go as when he came off, you know.
Just finally, the crowd, the reaction, lifting the trophy, big, big building blocks for these players for their future as well, and important ones.
Yeah, I think Cork needs nights like this. We've got one. It was great to see Joe Miskell's speech there, a fantastic speech, Gael Gore, really great speech, and great to see the, you know, all the kids on the pitch and the crowd around here, places buzzing, and hopefully we'll see the same next Saturday now for the seniors.
Congratulations, what a game, what a extra time, normal time. What was it like to play in, Tom?
Oh geez, it's savage. These are the days from when you're first start playing football, these are the days you dream of, like, do you know what I mean? I know we're only still young, but sure, this is, even in our young lives, this is what you dream of playing, like,
What a team Kerry are. They really put it up to you, but into extra time you just had the legs for them.
Oh geez, absolutely savage. You know, even they did their homework on us even from the last day. You know, we knew coming down here the second day, sure, you know, Kerry, they're never going to be the same 2 days, like, so yeah, they really put it to us today.
And just finally, what a group you've got with Keith Ricken and the selectors. A real bond between the whole squad. You can see it there after the game.
Oh, there's an unbelievable group there, sure, even training every week, it's great crack. And sure, I can't praise Keith highly enough, to be honest. You know, what he's done for us as players and people, I just can't really put into words, to be honest.
Just finally hurt the legs because you were cramping up fairly bad there.
Jeez, yeah, I'd say I need a good few days of recovery now after that one, but yeah, look, great to get over the line.
Good stuff, congrats.
Cheers, thanks very much, Jared.
Okay, obvious disappointment with the result, but the manner in which your team performed tonight throughout it, normal time and extra time, the blocks, the defending, holding Cork's forward scorers for so long, big building blocks going into the Ireland Championship for you.
Oh, absolutely. Look, we're very proud of the lads, immensely proud of them the way they played out there tonight. And, you know, you'd have to hats off to Cork, obviously, of course, for the win. You know, we took off at the start, we went four up, missed a few opportunities I felt we possibly should have maybe capitalised on, you know. And but again, Cork are a very good side. They came down 2 weeks ago, absolutely obliterated us inside in Tralee, and look, we knew there was areas that we needed to work on, and I think we identified those areas, came after it, and we acquitted ourselves quite well. And look, going down the stretch, I felt, you know, there was one or two opportunities we possibly should have taken, and you know situations that went against us perhaps. And look, you know, you have to be very proud of the lads. We really died in our backs out there tonight, you know, fought in our backs. So look, immensely proud of the lads and the way they played. And look, we're in an All-Ireland quarter final, you know, and we have to build on that and go from here, you know.
how much does the fact the conditions you were playing and the performance you put in will have brought you on? You know yourself from your playing days, you can train all you want, but these nights and these games are what, when you find out about players, and will bring them on tenfold.
It will, and we are learning, and it's the games you learn from, really, and each game you go out you learn more, and we definitely learn more there now tonight from our team and the fellas who came on, and even the extra time we learned an awful lot, and it'll stand to us, I think it will. And you know, going into an All-Ireland quarter final now, we're getting to know these fellas a lot more, and you know, we've a few players to come back from injury, and hopefully we get them back soon enough, and we go at it again for the quarter final.
And that's the message that's going out tonight to the players. All right, you've lost the Munster final, but you are on the right road, and some of the individual performances are not going to pick players out now tonight. So much to build on, Mark, and I know it's down tonight, but tomorrow when you dust yourselves down, you'll be on the right track again.
Absolutely. I think the boys can go down the road now and keep their heads held high. You know, I'm immensely proud of them, the way they performed out there tonight. They were like warriors, and we go again.
The Big Red Bench, Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's Red FM.